I'm John Schuck. My website is johnschuck.com, johnschuck.com. Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2020. The title of this radio essay is COVID-19 is Fake. Warriors Needed. Let's begin with this truism. It is a truism that has been falsely attributed to Aristotle, but it is still clever. He said the mark of an educated mind is to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Let us entertain three thoughts. 1. COVID-19 is a natural virus. This virus came from eating a bat in a filthy seafood market in Wuhan, China. Rather than just get sick from eating bad food, as what always normally happens, this case was different. A virus transferred itself from the bat to the human that is unique in its terror. This novel virus has spread worldwide and is killing people. You can be contagious with this virus, even if you don't have symptoms. Symptoms, when they do arise, are the same as a cold or flu. Except it is bad for some, especially those who are sick already from something else. The only way to stop its spread is to isolate and lock down every human being. Jobs lost forever. The economy crashing. Rights that free societies have fought and died for, privacy, worship, commerce, assembly, speech, are taken away in order to stop the spread of this virus. These decisions are made and enforced from the top down in every government. These decisions are communicated 24/7 from media outlets and are reinforced by transgovernmental bureaucrats and scientists who work for them. For example, WHO, World Health Organization. This thought, that is, COVID-19 is a natural virus, this thought is the accepted view. It is not an entertained thought. It is absolutely accepted. It is promulgated and defended with force. That's number one. Second one, COVID-19 is a bioweapon. There is a virus, and it was created in a laboratory. It was released accidentally or on purpose by spies and militaristic psychopaths from one or several governments. This view is not accepted by the established Western media, but it gets some attention in alternative media and makes for increased tensions between governments. The government lockdowns and other precautions regarding stopping the spread of this weaponized virus, however, are often still supported by those who entertain this thought. 3. COVID-19 is a fiction. There is no virus. All of the above actions and more are the result of what has been intended by transgovernmental entities and personalities that control governments around the world. The lockdowns are not only futile, but an attack on humanity. Therefore, humanity must do everything in its power to become informed and to defend itself against these attacks. This thought is not accepted or entertained by officials and most people. And those who do explore it and express their explorations are recipients of censorship in a variety of ways. I seek to follow this truism, and I entertain all three thoughts. The mark of an educated mind is to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. I can't say that I know absolutely which thought is correct, With so much at stake, though, censoring any thought before humanity can discuss it and make rational decisions is ultimately destructive, not only to our freedom, but to our very survival. Only entities that seek to control others censor the exploration and expression of thought. If the thought I am entertaining is correct, or even probably or possibly correct, we don't have much time, and we need radical action. One thought has been capturing my attention as of late. In fact, it has captured my attention so much so that I find it to be the most logical and promising thought of the three. That thought is that COVID-19 is a fiction. I'm going to offer some reasons on why I entertain that thought and what it might mean for our response as a human race. Obviously, the thought we accept is critical to the response we make. This is not simply an exercise. What we do in the next few weeks and months could be the most important things we do for the future of our species for decades, perhaps centuries to come. And when I say we, I'm not talking about the government and all of its bureaucrats. I'm talking about we the people. All of us who are locked down. I hope you will entertain this thought that COVID-19 is a fiction, and by doing so, challenge your acceptance of the dominant thought that has been forced upon you and all of us, that your government is acting in your interest to stop a virus. It is too dangerous for your life simply to accept that. Precedents. We have been fooled and manipulated by governments and the powers that control them on many previous occasions. One example is 9/11. As I wrote in my shorter piece, COVID, the movie, the sequel to 9/11, 9/11 was a movie, a fiction. We were told that Al-Qaeda terrorists with hijacked airplanes brought down 3 World Trade Center skyscrapers and put a hole in the Pentagon. This is fiction. The buildings and the people inside them were blown to kingdom come. The hijacked airplanes are the heart of the fiction. The official fiction has been proven beyond doubt to be false by curious people who have entertained other thoughts from those their governments told them to think. The COVID fiction is much larger in scope and effect than the 9/11 fiction. I'm finding that many 9/11 skeptics embrace the official COVID story and think there really is a virus. Why is that? My hunch is that many have not been able to see 9/11 as larger than the act of one government or perhaps two. 9/11 is an inside job. I entertain the thought that 9/11 was an act of the same transgovernmental entities and personalities that are to blame for COVID. We could call them the permanent government or a secret cult. Let's give them a biblical name, Archons. The media. Few things may be more important than understanding that our established media, including much of the alternative media, is all of one piece. Hollywood, news, network shows, print, cable, social media, all of it. All media outlets support and promote the official fiction of 9/11 to this day as accepted fact. The same media that lied and lies to us about 9/11 is telling us what to think and do about COVID. The media could not be trusted then about that. Why would anyone who knows this trust them now about this? The media is truly the eye of the enemy. Is it a surprise that we only communicate to one another via this media's technology right now? We can't even meet. During the lockdown, the screens are blasting us with the only accepted view day and night. The screens are our constant babysitter. Everything the media says and doesn't say, serves a purpose. And it is not the purpose of humanity. It serves the archons. We must take our spear and thrust it into this eye. That is the thought I entertain. This means, of course, that nothing, no numbers, no images, no stories, no facts, no figures, no governmental bureaucrats, including presidents and politicians, or scientists in lab coats, can be trusted to say anything that is true. Why? Because they all say it through the media. That means that nothing, not one thing coming from them, can be considered to be true unless verified independently. What in the official story of COVID can be verified? That there's a virus? No, we are told there is. That people around the world are dying of it? No, we are told this is the case. That locking down is the only thing that can save us? No, we are told we must. Recently, the established media has been reporting that hospitals are overrun with COVID patients. People are dying of COVID, panic, fear. What will we do? Curious human beings visited these same hospitals, such as Elmhurst in Queens, New York, and all over the world, to see if this is true. Video after video by these citizen journalists show empty hospitals. The panic we witness on the news is fiction. In fact, it appears that some of these fictions are staged for the media. Why would the established media do this if for no other reason than to promote the fiction of a killer virus and thus promote control by our governments? This control does not come from just your government or mine. These fictions are promulgated throughout the world by transgovernmental entities to the governments they control. The virus. Trust the scientists, we are told. Well, that's just silly. Scientists who work for governments and other agencies have rarely proved themselves to be trustworthy when it matters. Should we trust scientists who created the atom bomb to care for us? Should we trust the scientists who tested the hydrogen bomb and studied its effects on human guinea pigs in the Bikini Islands? Should we trust the scientists who make biological weapons or design killer drones? Should we trust the scientists at NIST, National Institute of Science and Technology, who said and still say that a 47-story skyscraper collapsed into its own footprint in less than 7 seconds because of office fires? Should we trust scientists who find a disease to fit the drug the pharmaceutical industry invents through its scientists? Should we trust scientists and doctors whose training is funded by these same pharmaceutical companies? Scientists, like everyone else, work for those who control them. So should we trust scientists who say, through the media, that COVID-19 is a deadly virus? Should we trust scientists who say that a bat transferred this virus to humans in a seafood market in China? Not unless they can prove it independently. That has not been done. In fact, independent scientists, apart from institutions and media, have been saying something quite different. Should they be automatically trusted because they are independent? Of course not. But when so much is at stake, it would be wise for you, dear human, to entertain what they are saying and make up your own mind, especially when the scientists promoted through the screens have a very, very ugly track record. A video created by Dr. Andrew Kaufman captured my attention. He's a medical doctor whose specialty is psychiatry. In his video, he offers his credentials and he explains what he thinks COVID-19, or what is being called COVID-19, really is. He introduced me to a new word, exosomes, E-X-O-S-O-M-E-S. And the takeaway is that what is called a virus is really our own immune system fighting an outside attack. I'm no scientist, but I know the difference between those who peddle fiction on behalf of powerful agendas and those who are true searchers for truth. I hope that other independent scientists will examine this video and this work as well. The Citizen Doctor video and the Citizen Journalist videos of people showing us empty hospitals have made that mustard seed of doubt regarding the official version grow like a weed. I want now to explore more of what is really going on, and so do many, many others. And I hope you will as well. The enforcement of the official version has dire consequences for the future of humanity. If this story is fake, then humanity must revolt or face a new reality of slavery. This is no exaggeration. The main weapon used so far against humanity, as I entertain this thought, is the media. So far, everything has been announced by the media and its actors, and the mass of humanity has simply acquiesced. We have been indoctrinated to trust blindly those in authority and its media, thinking it's on our side. The first attack has been an attack by the media. It's said that the first casualty of war is truth. The first attack in this war on humanity is the huge lie of a killer virus, a pandemic. That in itself has brought over 3 billion people in the world to their knees. But there is a real weapon that perhaps has already been used in many places, including in Wuhan, China, and is being constructed throughout the world. 5G. A citizen journalist in London found workers putting 5G in while the city was locked down. This is happening all over the world. While we are shut up and locked down, 5G is being rolled out. 5G citizen journalists and activists have been showing us that 5G is a killer. It is also a prison. It is also torture. I'm entertaining the thought that when, or if, and that depends on us, 5G goes up and is activated, humanity will be under complete and total control. I could be wrong. Maybe 5G is really a harmless, cool way to download movies fast, talk to our toaster, and impress our friends with 3D holograms. And why is it being rolled out in secret while we're locked up? Why has there not been any testing for health effects? What can it really do? I want answers to those questions now, before they put 5G in all of our hospitals and our elementary schools and our neighborhoods, don't you? Side note, Wuhan, China, a city larger than New York City, by the way, had 5G activated when this virus hit. Think 5G might create a few exosomes? If you had control of this electromagnetic grid, you could turn it off. You could turn it on. You could direct it wherever you want. You could kill a lot of people with it. And then say, the people died from a virus. A thought to entertain, is it not? Hospitals may be filling up when 5G kicks in and those who are tested could be tagged with COVID-19 when in fact it was their own body's exosomes fighting the outside killer attack. Watch again, if you haven't already, Dr. Kaufman's video. Conclusion. Let's be clear as to what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. I am not saying that because I entertain the thought that COVID-19 is a fiction, that people are not going to die. I think that people will die, and perhaps many. I think as many will die as needed in order for the archons, these trans-governmental entities and personalities, to get what they want. These human beings will not be dying from a virus. They will die because they are murdered, possibly by 5G, and we will be told it was a virus. Just like 9/11. People were murdered by those who blew up them inside buildings, and the perps who own the media told us it was a bunch of religious fanatics whose religion conveniently was Islam. Commence bombing. Who are some of these trans-governmental entities and personalities? Now look for the money. They want to keep it. They want more of it. Money is control. Look who's in the news a lot these days and portrayed as a great hero and humanitarian regarding this virus. Look at who wants to roll out 5G all over the planet and into space with satellites. Look at the richest of the rich. No government controls them. They control governments. Remember that nothing the media says about them can be trusted. COVID-19 is a fiction. Warriors needed. I'm a simple preacher. I'm just saying something ain't right. People need to get off their knees and stand on their feet and research this quickly. Call me a conspiracy theorist or crazy if it feels good for you, but know where you are when you call me that. You are shut up in your house. You can't go to work. Your children aren't in school. You've just lost your freedom to go to church or to the mosque or wherever it is you go. You cannot protest anything your government is doing. You can't have a funeral for your dead mother. Your business is dead, although Amazon and Netflix will be doing well. You can't even go to the bar for a damn beer. All that, and you're not even sick. You call that normal? You call that a logical response to anything? Who's crazy? This is war. We are under attack. We need warriors. We need warriors like citizen journalists and citizen scientists and citizen truth seekers. God bless you. We need you to be louder than ever. I can't tell you what to do, but we don't have much time. The enemy is bringing the biggest weapons you can imagine to enslave you and your family. They will mess you up. You can live, maybe, on your knees. Or you can fight on your feet. The time is now. I'm John Shuck. My website is johnshuck.com, johnshuck.com. Be safe, be well, be attentive.